Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you for the opportunity, Father, to come into your house and worship you. We thank you, Father God. I believe it won't be long till we be in heaven worshiping you, Father, because every word is truth in your word, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit speaks through me what you want, Father, and accomplishes what you want done, Lord. And I ask you to and Father, give your children listening hearts, ears, and minds to drink in what the Spirit is saying, Father. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask a question, don't answer it. Why didn't they play cards on the ark? Because Noah was always standing on the deck. That's it. Okay. I'm teaching on the goodness of God. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, it says, God saw that it was good. And he says that seven times. Then God, after the seventh time, then God looked at everything that he had made and said it was very good. Okay. I forgot to preface something. You know, I do use a lot of scriptures. I happen to love the word. I love the scripture. But you know, even the scripture itself can set you free. Because the word is living and active. It doesn't just sit there. It penetrates your heart. And then Jesus Christ himself said, my words are spirit and life. This one is because I use a lot of scripture. Okay. My next scripture is Psalms 33:5. That's 33:5. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. So I'm thinking to myself, the earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. I mean, that means it's everywhere, all the time. Everywhere, all the time. The goodness of God is one of the attributes of God, as well as a description of his very essence. God, by nature, is inherently good. He's just all good. Psalms 34:8 tells us, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, he is so good. Praise God forever. I mean, he's nothing but good. He's just good. Okay. Now Psalms 52:1 says, the goodness of God endures continually. God will always be good. His character does not change. He will continue to be the creator of all things good. The creator of all things good. And we can be confident he will provide good things for us according to his perfect will, because he is a good God, a good father too. Now James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Now, Pastor taught us on one sermon, I think it was around 2 or 3 months ago, if it was good, it was from God. It doesn't matter who it came through, how it came through, what it came through. Uh-huh. If it was good, it was God. Yeah. Hallelujah. I like that. Okay. Psalms 119:68 says, 119:68, you are good and what you do is good. Now, God's goodness is personal. He is good to each of us personally in ways that meet our individual needs. So I'm going to give a testimony. Ish was on his way home from an errand. It was a real hot, I believe it was a July day, a real hot July day. He had his big old red full-size truck. I mean, the tires are not teeny on that. The tires are huge on his truck. Okay. And he got a flat tire. Okay. I'll spit in a minute. No. So he went out to attempt to change it. I mean, he's in his 60s, you know, and that tire is huge and it's a hot day. Well, you know what? A man stopped and changed it for him. I'm telling you, that's the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And he's like that all the time. Psalms 27:13. I would have despaired had I not believed that I would see the goodness of God in the land of the living. So, I personally would have despaired had I not believed God would answer my prayers for a husband. Okay, but I'm going to go further than that. But his goodness came. Okay. Okay. I had just met Ish. We were not married yet. We were engaged. Okay. And Pastor Rock, who was also our real estate man. Okay. He showed us a bunch of homes and everything, you know. Well, we came to this one particular house. Listen to this, y'all. This is just so God and so good. This is a brick front with a beige sides, and the shutters were purple, and the big front door was purple. My favorite color is purple, and I mean, like God was saying, this is it. You know what I mean? He will do that. You know he'll do that. Okay, duh. Okay, also in this house. And only God and I knew, only God and I knew, because I talked to God, you talked to God. I always like faucets with just one lever, because I'm too lazy to do two of them, you know. So I like one lever. I like plenty of plug-ins, like been in houses where there's a plug here and a plug there in a room. Well, I have tons of plugs, y'all. I mean, I got some plugs in my house, okay. I like plenty of storage, I have that. I like a level driveway. I'm just not a hill person. I mean, my neighbor has a hill. My next neighbor have a hill, and they have a hill. I have the flat one. Yeah, that's God. It is so God. It's his goodness, and a yard for my dog. A dog for my yard. Not a yard for my dog. A yard for my dog. That's what I want to say, ain't it, Pastor? And a yard for my dog. I mean, you know, he's so good. He just had them all right in a row. That's a good God. Matthew 5:45. That's Matthew 5:45. God is good to all. He causes sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Now listen, the purpose of God's goodness is to draw us to him. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Okay. I thought I'd get a little more rise on that, but that's okay. Okay. Keith Moore was preaching one time way out there where he preaches in some state, whatever, way out there. Okay. And during his sermon, it was probably right towards the end, he noticed a man walk in, a harsh-looking, hard-looking man, seemed to be bored, and he was aloof. Well, this particular man noticed, right in the middle of the sermon, noticed a boy being healed. I mean, it was something you obviously could physically see him being healed, okay? I don't know what it was because he don't say what it is. He noticed that boy could be physically being healed. He's just stared over there and stared over there. Then he started weeping. This hard-looking man, he started weeping. Keith Moore come up to him and asked him, was he okay? And the man kept saying, why me? Why me? Why me? And Keith asked him again. The man said, God healed me. And he asked Keith, why? Keith said, because God is good. And the man said, well, I want him. You see, the goodness of God leads men to repentance. He got born again. Praise the Lord Jesus. Romans 2:4. The goodness of God leads you to repentance. God does not send hurricanes and tornadoes or break your leg or take a child to bring you to repentance. I'm telling you, I wish more people knew that. He can use it while your heart is tender, but he doesn't do anything like that. Amen. It's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. Psalms 23:6. Oh, I love this one. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. Thank you, Lord. So another testimony, okay, of God's goodness and mercy. My ex-husband and I were driving from Enterprise to Dothan. Only his father was about in his 70s somewhere, and he was driving, it was his car. And I was in the middle, and my ex-husband on that side. And we're driving along, and you know, there's some hills from Enterprise to Dothan like this, you know. And right before my eyes, he passed on a hill. I mean, you couldn't see nothing coming. Well, you know what? After I got over the shock that we were still alive, y'all, after I wasn't afraid, I was shocked that he would even do something like that. My ex-husband looked over, and we looked over. Well, you know what? He did it again. Okay, this time I opened my big flapper. I hadn't been married very long. I said, Mr. Burns, you cannot pass on a hill. But he just laughed. But I'm trying to say it. It's the goodness of God I'm still alive. It's the goodness of God. another testimony of his goodness. Okay, I'm in my 20s. I'm in Dearborn, Michigan. And I was in the city. Two lanes this way and two lanes this way. Okay, but there's stores on both sides. All the way down stores. Okay, well I'm coming to the light. You know, I'm coming to a light, and the man in front of me was not going fast enough. You know, and it was green, and you know what? I went around him on the right, and you know what? There was a lady standing by the curb. If she would have breathed wrong, I would have killed her. Because I went that fast. If she would have just even went this far, I would have killed her. And I was not walking with the Lord, but I'm telling you, that sobered me up. I'm telling you, I says, God, I could have killed her. I could have killed her. Unfortunately, it didn't stop my reckless driving, but I did think about it. It's the goodness of God. Because I think I had a praying mama. My mama didn't go to church, but she prayed. And I wasn't you know what, y'all? The only prayer I was praying, mind you, in my 20s, the only prayer I was praying is, now I lay me down to sleep. I'm not kidding you, you know. But I did find out one thing. That simple prayer, because God meets you where you are, that simple, I noticed when I said it at night, the next day went so smooth. And when I didn't say it, there was bumps all along the night. So you see, I did at least recognize that. Okay. Okay, another goodness of God. I'm in Enterprise, and this was sometime in 1990s. Okay, here's my patio right here, and I step down my steps into my patio, and I have a chow. He's out in the yard. I have a screened-in patio there, and I look over there. I thought, oh man, my dog has never made doodles on the porch. She has never made doodles on the porch, you know, on the patio, and for some reason, which is only God, I the corner of my eye looked one more time. It was a curled up rattle. Yeah, it wasn't just a pile of doodle, it was a curl up. Well, I know they can jump the length of their body. Okay, well I scooted over like this, and I got my dog in the door, threw him in the house, ran out the front door, across the highway to this neighbor, he's old. And let me tell you, this is funny. He gets his gun, but the thing of it is the gun rattles. I mean, it's not because of his hand. The gun just rattled. It was probably a pile of junk, you know? But he finally gets in my yard, gets in the thing, and goes pow, 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 pow. That snake is gone. For an old man with a rattly gun, I'm saying that snake was gone. Goodness of God, that was the goodness of God. He's just so good. I mean, he's so good. Okay, and one more little teeny thing. I was working at Walmart in the 90s, okay, and my boss came up to me. She was a woman. Boss came up to me, and she says, you know, I know, and she, all I'm saying is she kicked up my hourly thing a boost. I mean, a good boost. That's the favor of God. That's the goodness of God. Thank you, Father. Ooh, I was happy. Okay. Psalms 107:31. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness. Can you just see David saying that? That's in Psalms. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness. Now listen to this, another little testimony, and I'm coming to a close. Okay. I'm in enterprise. I'm going to work. Actually, this was about 1998. You know, so I'm 54 years old, and I have a little friend. She's 4'10". I mean, you know, when we walk Mutt and Jeff, you know, when we go shopping or something, 4'10". She's just same age as me, 54. Okay. Well, she was going to come over that day, just a visit or something. And I was walking around the house, and I says, I wasn't really engaged in my faith. I just was saying, Lord, I need a cup of sugar and a penny. That's all I need. You know how you just do that, a cup of sugar and a penny, Lord. And so I did. I said, I asked her for a cup of sugar. Would you bring me a cup of sugar for my Kool-Aid so I could eat my dinner with it, okay? And so she come to the door, and listen to this. It's the goodness of God. I opened the door, and right in front of my nose, y'all, right in front of my nose was a penny. Because she's so short, when she lifted it up to me, it was right. But I knew the minute she gave it to me, it was God, the goodness of God. He even cares about a penny. Because I had 49 other ones in my little package here. I was going to get at Walmart, get crackers for my lunch hour, you know what I mean, for 50 cents. I just needed a penny. I mean, that is God. That is, he's so good. I mean, whew. I'm sorry. He's just so good. And her not having to pay a dime. Boy, honey, I would have been jumping jeebie-jeebies all over that thing, I'm telling you. I know she was. But I'm glad she calmed down while she was driving. Exodus 18:9. Now, I want you to listen to these scriptures right here. Exodus 18:9. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, rejoiced in all the goodness which the Lord had done for Israel. Now, if you can remember it, the word is rejoiced. Okay, Psalms 145:7. Psalms 145:7. They shall utter the memory of your goodness. Rejoiced, utter. Okay, the voice translation of that says, the news of your rich goodness is no secret. Your people love to recall it and sing songs of joy. Okay. Now, 2 Chronicles 6:41. 2 Chronicles 6:41. Okay, this is the Amplified. Let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints, your godly ones, rejoice in your goodness. So, I'm closing now. So, I read them scriptures for this reason. So, give thanks for his goodness. Rejoice in his goodness. Utter his goodness. Recall his goodness. Acknowledge his goodness. Praise his goodness to all the people. Praise him himself. Praise God himself for how good he is. We need to speak it. The more you speak it, the more you get it. I get it from pastors, a good preacher. He said, the more we speak it, the more we get it. Yes. Praise God forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.